Welcome back to Safeco Field. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Gary Hill alongside Aaron Goldsmith and producer-engineer Kevin Kremen. A word from Wells Fargo. Find out how a checking account with My Money Map can help you manage your finances so you can move ahead with confidence. Call, click, or stop by to start a conversation with Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Bottom of the sixth we go. Top of the order due. Here's Michael Saunders, the center fielder. And this is where Jared Parker has had issues this year. The third time through the order, opponents batting 528 against him. See if the Mariners can catch fire here offensively. They trail 4-2. Oakland has bashed three solo homers. The Mariners have a two-run home run. Kelly Shopik going yard in the fifth. Here's the first pitch on its way to Saunders. Taken low, ball one. Saunders grounded out to first in the first. He also walked in the fourth inning and then picked off. Parker kicks and deals. And that scrapes the outside corner for a strike at 91 miles per hour. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. Saunders has been very patient as of late. He's walked in six of his last seven games now. Here's the 1-1. Just gets a piece of it, and it stops dead right in front of home plate. Picked up by Norris. Fires it to first in time. Saunders got a late start, a little half-excuse-me swing. Got the barrel of the bat and just died in front of home plate. Nice play by Norris to pounce on it and fire to get the speedy Saunders. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Alaska Airlines Mariners Radio Network. Kyle Seager, the hitter for the M's. He'll stand in from the left side. Pitch on its way. A swung on it, slugged high and deep towards center field. Cespedes back on it. He's at the warning track. He makes a leap at the wall and makes a tremendous catch, crashing into the wall. Robbing Kyle Seager of extra bases. Cespedes leaping in the air. And somehow, someway, pulled it in and smashed into the wall. Full speed, face first, but he comes down with it. What a play. Comes up hobbling. But Cespedes robbing Seager of extra bases. The first time Seager has been put out in this series, and it took an amazing catch by Cespedes to do it.
Incredible catch by Yoenis Cespedes, and you look at Kyle Seager's face as he walks back towards the dugout with this half grin, which says, all you need to know, are you kidding me? That's what Seager's face just said there. I cannot believe he made that catch. Cespedes hit that padded wall like a load of bricks.
Yeah, speaking of face, his face got a greeting with the outfield wall. Face first into the wall for Cespedes. How did he hang on to that ball? Wow, what a play. That pitch is swung on and ripped high and deep towards right field. If it stays fair, it's gone, but it is foul as Kendrys Morales just turned on the first offering from Parker and almost rode that one out of here. So Shopik homers in the fifth. Seager puts one in the outfield. That extra base is written all over it. Morales almost gets one out of here to right. That pitch is swung on and missed. Big cut there by Morales. Comes up empty. The count now 0-2. Morales in this game hit into a double play in the first. Also flew out to right in his last at-bat in the fourth inning.
And that was a catch. You don't often hear catches referred to as violent, but that was a violent,
violent catch
by Cespedes. Normally you'll see an outfielder able to lead with his shoulder or the side of his body, but that was just a full-on dead sprint face plant midair from Cespedes into the padded wall.
He was testing the soundness of the wall structure because he went in as hard as possible as that pitch misses outside, makes the count 1-2. It doesn't get much better than that. And Seager, who had reached six times in six plate appearances, finally turned away. Count is 1-2 on Morales. Here's the pitch on its way. That's in the dirt. Skips up. It hit before home plate. So Morales has fought back to even the count. Two balls, two strikes, two down. 4-2, Oakland. They've had three solo home runs in this game. They've scored one in the second, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. The Mariners still only one hit in this game, but it was a two-run home run by Kelly Shopik. Parker stretching out those arms above his head. Now comes Sat. Here's the 2-2 on its way and just misses with a fastball off the edge. Pumped it up at 93 miles per hour. But off the plate, we've gone full. Three balls, two strikes. Morales had a couple of hits last night. He's starting to heat things up. Batting 318 in the month of May. The open stance, he's ready to go. The 3-2 pitch on its way to Morales. Swings and fouls it straight back. We'll do it again. Would love to get aboard to bring the tying run up. Michael Morse on deck. He can always change the game with one swing of the bat. Morales can too, for that matter. Parker's ready. Here's the 3-2 on its way to Morales. Swings and misses. Went after a ball low in the zone, and down he goes. Another punch out, number 5 on the day for Jared Parker. So a couple of hard hit balls, but nothing doing for the M's as they go 1-2-3. We go to the 7th. It's still Oakland 4, Mariners 2. Welcome back to Safeco Field. Gary Hill alongside Aaron Goldsmith and producer-engineer Kevin Kremen. Mariners and A's game 2 of a 3-game series. The M's looking to take the series and put themselves in second place right now, trailing 4-2. Charlie Furbush on the hill for the M's. He pitched the 6th, and now he's on facing Eric Sogard, the lefty second baseman, will lead things off. Mariners do have action in the pen going. So Furbush facing 9-1-2 here in the order for Oakland. Sogard, 0-for-1 in this game, takes a first pitch breaking ball over strike one. He lined to short his last at bat, also walked in the second inning. Furbush set at the chest, the 0-1 pitch. Snaps off a breaking ball low in the dirt. 77 miles per hour, 1-ball, 1-strike. A's 4 runs on 7 hits, including 3 long balls. Mariners 2 runs on 1 hit. That was a 2-run home run by Kelly Shopik. And that's where we sit. Seen some pretty good defense in this ball game. Dustin Ackley, a great play at second to rob some runs from the A's as that pitch is low. 2-1 the count. And Cespedes turning in a gem in center field, crashing into the wall to steal extra bases from Seager. Medina in the pen, warming up for the M's. Here's the 2-1, and that's low, ball 3. Furbush has fallen behind Eric Sogard. Let's take a look at your Northwest Chevy dealers scoreboard. As we look out west, Texas in a wild one gets a win over Houston 8-7. Yu Darvish now 6-1 on the season as he grabs the win. And the Angels get a win as well. They beat the White Sox 3-2. M's and A's battling here. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Is popped in the air in foul territory. That's going to crawl out of play. So drives the count full. 3-2. Furbush trying to keep the leadoff man off base. It was Brandon Moss who led off the 6th with a home run off Furbush. Lefty on lefty, and that is something that doesn't happen very often. Furbush does not give up long balls to lefties. But he did. The lead off the 6th. That pitch is swung on, popped in the air to shallow left field. A couple of steps in for Ibanez. He's there. And he makes the play. On number 1. That's going to bring up John Jaso, who's 0-for-3 in this one. He struck out in the 1st, was robbed by Ackley in the 2nd. And bounced out to smoke in the 5th. 4-2 A's. We're in the 7th. Furbush on. Came on in the 6th. Here he is in the 7th facing Jaso. First pitch. Here's a breaking ball over for a strike. The A's looking to snap their 5-game losing streak. Swept aside by Cleveland. Losing last night to the M's 6-3. They had won 5 of 6 before this 5-game stretch. Here's the 0-1. Another breaking ball. That time it's downstairs. Furbush attacking the lefties off speed. Jaso slides into the box, talking to himself as he waggles the bat back and forth. He's sleeveless on this pleasant night for baseball in Seattle. There's a pitch that's right down the middle at 91 miles per hour, taken for a strike. 1-2.
Now, hard to think of a night much better this year for baseball at Safeco Field than tonight.
Furbush set up on the third base side of the rubber as he stares in. He comes set now as he's got the sign he wants. The 1-2 on its way. Swings and misses. Down he goes. A meek cut there taken by Jaso, and he's got a sly grin as he walks out to the dugout as Furbush fans him. And that's the second punch out for Charlie Furbush. Two down here in the seventh inning. And since that home run, Furbush has retired five in a row. He's starting to deal. Just so tough on lefties, and Jaso didn't have much of a chance on that breaking ball. Now he's going to face another lefty in Seth Smith. 1-for-3 in the game. He doubled and scored in the fifth inning. There's a breaking ball that's taken low for a ball. Smith, his splits are pretty drastic. He crushes righties. He struggles against lefties. Ackley playing second base in the grass. Smoke playing really deep, hugging the line at first base. Count is 1-0. Pitch on its way, and there's another bender. That's left outside. Ball two. 2-0 the count. Mariners and A's will hook up again tomorrow for the finale. 1-10 first pitch, and then another off day for the M's. This is all well-earned after a sprint in April. They've had some off days sprinkled in here in May as that pitch is at the knees, taken for a strike, 2-1 the count.
And that was a tough April for the Mariners. Just one off day. A stretch of 14 games to open up the season. And then about another 16 or so. And not much rest for the weary there in the month of April for the Mariners.
Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on and ripped, but right to the shortstop. Ryan is there. He gloves it, and that's the out. So, 1-2-3 inning for Charlie Furbush. He retires six in a row after giving up the solo home run in the sixth inning. And now it's stretch time, the seventh inning stretch, brought to you by Captain Morgan. Welcome back to Safeco Field. Gary Hill alongside Aaron Goldsmith and producer-engineer Kevin Kremen. M's trailing 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Michael Morse going to lead things off, the cleanup man for the M's. 0-for-2 in this one. He fanned in the second. Also flew out to right in his last at-bat. Still, Jared Parker on for the A's. The bullpen heating up out there, but Parker still on. His longest outing of the year, 6 1/3. So Morse stands in against him to lead off the seventh. First pitch on its way, a swung on, slugged high and deep to left field, racing over the left fielder Smith, who catches it on the move just in front of the warning track. A long ways to go, but tracks it down on the run. And again, the Mariners, another hard hit ball, but nothing to show for it. Nice job by Smith. They got a good jump off the bat.
Well, the Mariners have hit the ball pretty well and deep a number of times tonight and take out that Kelly Shopik two-run homer with two outs in the fifth inning. Unfortunately, tonight, the Mariners have not had a whole lot to show for it.
Performing extraordinary acts of banking every day? That's Sterling Bank. Nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Justin Smoke will step in for the M's. Strikeout victim in his first at-bat, walked his last time up and takes a first pitch fastball right there at the knee. Strike one at 92 miles per hour. Parker nods his head up and down. He's got the sign. Works into the windup. That one is ripped to right field and through for a base hit over the head of the second baseman, Sogard, and into the outfield for the base knock. So Justin Smoke with just the second base hit for the M's in this ballgame. Just rifling it to right. And the Mariners in business here in the seventh as they'll bring the tying run to the plate in Raul Ibanez.
Now, Sogard had some pretty good hops right there. And just unable to come up with it, but looked like as he swiped his glove through the air, he might have a chance to haul that one in.
So here comes Ibanez, who swatted a big three-run blast last night. Long ball here would tie things up. As Smoke takes his lead at first base, Ibanez standing in from the left side. Pitch on its way, low, ball one. So Parker doing some landscaping on the hill, kicking away at the rubber. Chomping away at the bubble gum as he stares in. Smoke cautious lead at first base. Ibanez the tying run at the plate. Pitch on its way, and that's ripped through for a base hit into right field. Past the diving Sogard, and the Mariners back-to-back base hits. First it was Smoke pulling it, and then Ibanez backing it up with back-to-back hits, and the Mariners in business. Runners on first and second, and one down. And here comes Bob Melvin, and that is going to be it. He's going to go to the pen. So the Mariners here with runners on first and second with one out. We'll be back after this word from Washington Federal, Straight Up Mortgages since 1917.
Well, a pitching change here at Safeco Field in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jared Parker ties his season high 6 1/3 innings, but it cannot go an out deeper. He allows so far 2 runs on 3 hits, a season high 4 walks and 5 strikeouts. Parker was cruising for much of tonight. 85 pitches, 54 for strikes, but he is taken out of the ballgame as the Mariners are threatening here in the bottom of the seventh. He's replaced by Sean Doolittle, a lefty, 6'3", 210 pounds. Out of the baseball powerhouse, it is Rapid City, South Dakota. So here is Doolittle, a lefty out of face, a left-handed hitting Dustin Ackley.
So Dustin Ackley steps in here with one down in the seventh. The Mariners, the tying run at first base. Runners on first and second. One out for the M's. Ackley standing in. Reached on a fielder's choice in his last at-bat, scored a run. He's also fanned. Doolittle, very tough on lefties. Working from the stretch here. The runners take their lead. Smoke at second. Ibanez at first. Here's the pitch. There's a fastball left inside, taken for a ball. And it looks like Andy Chavez has come on to pinch run for Ibanez at first base. So some more speed on the base pass for the Mariners as Chavez on first. Count is 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch on its way. Swings and misses. That was a healthy hack, but he comes up empty. Doolittle this year has only given up 2 hits to lefties all season. Both the hits, home runs. Lefties batting 105 against him. Lefty on lefty matchup here. We're in the seventh. Mariners trail by 2. Here's the pitch to Ackley. Swings and fouls it away, out of play. So he's in a hole. 1-2. Kelly Shopik is on deck. He's the one responsible for the 2 Mariners runs. A 2-run blast the other way. Mariners trail 4-2, but threatening here with 1 down. Smoke at second base. Andy Chavez, the pinch runner at first. Here's the 1-2 on its way to Ackley. Breaking ball, and that is shot through into right field for a base hit. The 3rd hit in a row. Running through the stop sign is Smoke, charging home. Throw to home, not in time. Smoke stops on home plate. He just ran right on through the stop sign, chugging home, and scores standing up. An RBI single for Dustin Ackley, and the Mariners now to within 1. It's now Oakland 4 and the Mariners 3. How about that? Nothing stopping Justin Smoke. He had the full head of steam, and he scores from second base on the base knock.
Well, apparently not, and he is all smiles in the dugout. As Moss fielded that ball in left field, and his throw is just a little bit up the line, and the catcher, Derek Norris, up on his feet, wears a glove on his left hand, went to do the swipe tag behind him, and he came up about a foot shy of the back end of Justin Smoke, who's able to squeak on by to score a run, and a big run.
Darren Brown, the 2 hands full up as Smoke ran at third base, but he ran right on through. And here it is, the tying run at second base. The go-ahead run at first for the M's, and here's Kelly Shopik. Already a 2-run home run in the 5th inning in his last at-bat. Facing the lefty, Doolittle here. Doolittle set, pitch on its way. That's a fastball over the outside corner, taken for a strike. Mariners have trailed throughout. At 1 point down, 3-2, they got the 2-run home run from Shopik to make it 3-2. A's would get 1 more run to make it 4-2. The Mariners have gotten 1 back here in the 7th, looking for more. Just 1 out here in the frame with 2 on. Pitch on its way to Shopik. Swings and misses. Mariners 1-for-1 in this game with runners in scoring position. Haven't had a ton of base runners in this one. Jared Parker, the starter, pitched well, but he's out. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 down, 2 on. Pitch on its way to Shopik upstairs. Takes it high, 1-ball, 2 strikes.
And that's the first time this season that Doolittle has allowed an inherited runner to score. He has inherited 8 runners over the course of this season. Entering tonight, had stranded all 8.
His numbers are outstanding. A 1.26 ERA. 13 strikeouts, just 3 walks. He's been devastating out of the pen. The Mariners trying to get to him here in the 7th. With 1 across already. Looking for 1 more. Pitch on its way. That's high. 2. So he's worked the count even. Two balls, two strikes after falling in an 0-2 hole. Justin Smoke with one out, singled. Ibañez followed with a single, and then Ackley singled. Back-to-back-to-back singles for the M's here in the seventh. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Shopik, the slightly open stance from the right side. Doolittle's pitch on its way, swings and misses. A big cut. He comes up empty, goes down, second out of the inning. And the first punch out for Doolittle. That was a 96 miles per hour. He put some hair on that one, just reared back and threw it right on by the Mariners catcher.
And it looks like, Gary, we will have a pinch hitter as Jason Bay is swinging a weighted bat, drops the donut, and now here comes Bay on to pinch hit for Brendan Ryan.
So Brendan Ryan lifted here, and that's going to bring up Jason Bay to pinch hit. Bay this year batting 243, three homers and nine RBIs, facing the lefty. Bay's shown some pop this year, but he'll settle for a base hit. Good speed at second base with the pinch runner, Chavez. Dustin Ackley at first. He drove in a run in this frame. 4-3 Oakland. Mariners threatening with two down. Pitch on its way. Right there. Strike one to Jason Bay. 0-1 the count. M's trying to take this series. Game two of this three-game weekend set. Winning last night 6-3. Looking to come from behind and get the win here in game two. The pitch swings and just gets a piece of it. He's in a hole now. No balls, two strikes. Doolittle on the season. This already is 16th appearance out of the pen. He's done some heavy lifting out of the bullpen for Oakland so far. A lefty, but he's been effective against righties as well. Just three hits for right-handers against him. Righty's batting 107. Bay in a hole. No balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on a couple of hops right to the shortstop. Lowry throws on the move. In time, got him, and that's the inning. The Mariners do push one across, one run on a couple of hits, but they leave a couple stranded. We go to the eighth. It's now Oakland 4 and the Mariners 3.